fellow over here used to, maybe he'd raise 30 acres of them.
Is that
and
right?
He'd done pretty well. He'd make more than he could off of wheat, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could put a field in wheat and turn that and still make your beans.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be, you know, it's
enough
short.
Time, huh?
It didn't take so long to mature the beans.
Now the beans, you talked about bunch beans, and then what, there are other kinds of beans.
Vine beans, too.
Yeah.
Pole beans, they call them.
Yeah. Now, if you're talking about pole beans and bunch beans and all of these beans together, you'd say those are all different kinds of...
vegetables.
Yeah, or green.
Green beans.
Yeah. And then, you'd be more likely to call, would you be more likely to call them green beans or string beans?
No.
You're talking about all of them.
Well, I'll tell you now, there was a bean that is, you produced it just for cooking green beans.
Uh-huh.
And then there were others that were tough. You couldn't cook them for
uh-huh.
green beans, and you raised them for shell beans.
I see.
The kidney bean, you couldn't eat them as green beans. They
uh-huh. I see. And the edible tops of turnips are called things that they boil. And eat them with
greens. It eat them with greens.
And the part of the ear of corn that you pull off, first thing you pull off is the
shuck.
And then the stuff, the fine stuff, you have to take off the ear.
Silk.
All right. And the thing you have to take off the top of the corn stalk, or it grows up on the top of the corn stalk, sticks up on the top.
You mean the tassel?
Sure. And then corn served on the cob is called.
Corn on the cob.
Okay. Do you ever call it roast?
Yeah, roasting ears.
All right. And then the thing that's kind of a big thing that children like to dig out and eat on Halloween, or they dig them out and they carve them on Halloween.
Uh-huh.
It's a big orange thing that grows out in the garden. On a vine, kind of on the ground, though. It just sits on the ground. They get sometimes as big.
You're not thinking of okra, are you?
No, this is bigger, much bigger, and it's orange. They're big orange things that, at Halloween, kids make jack-o'-lanterns out of them.
I can't call it right now.
And they have women make pies out of the stuff too.
Oh, it's not rhubarb, is it?
No, these are orange. Great big oranges. How about the things that, like the crook-necked and acorn are all different kinds of...
They're different kinds of squashes.
Okay. And these, what kinds of melons have you grown?
Well, we've grown watermelon, marshmallow.
Yeah. Okay, and then these things that look like little umbrellas that grow out in the field, you know, they stand about this high sometimes.
Mushroom.
All right. And how about the poisonous ones?
Well, some people never learned to distinguish them. I've hunted over it.
Uh-huh. Now, do you call the poisonous ones anything in particular? Do you call the poison mushrooms anything in particular?
Toads do.
Okay, that's what I'm not sure. And if you had a sore throat, you say you couldn't... It was hard for you to...
Swallow.
Sure. And if I say, will you be able to do this, and you, I'd say, can you do this, and you say, no, I can't do it. All right. Now, if you're talking about someone being tired, you say, I'm really tired because I what all day today.
I'm wore out.
Because I work.
I'd say I was wore out.
Okay. And if someone someone asks you, will you do this, and you say, no, I
hate it.
I won't
do it.
Okay. And if someone says, will you be able to do it, and you say, well, I'm